Hi, I'm Dave Livesey, and I'm running for Telqua Council. I've lived in Telqua for about 20 years now, and I really love it here, and I want to help to make it stay this great place to live and make it even better.
Dave, thanks so much for being with us today. I guess, give us a quick brief. What are you running for? Obviously, this is a by-election. We saw a councillor step down, and now you're one of three. What makes you different than your competitors? I guess, what is your platform? What are you running on this time around?
The main thing for me is that I see Telqua as having a lot of really good opportunities for people to get what they need here. Like we have a lot of parks and playing fields and trails and, you know, the ice rink and the great big outdoor stage and a few stores and the bus system, the library. So we have quite a few things. but I think that people seem to want to go to Smithers or Burns Lake or other places to get what they need. And I think that if people can look around and see that Telqua actually has quite a bit going for it, then that would be very helpful for our businesses and just our way of life, especially now with COVID, everybody's kind of forced to stay home. So it'd be great if people could realize that we have quite a bit here in Telqua. And I would also like to make sure that I'd like to help have Telqua grow in the future. And we definitely need more stores and services like doctors or veterinarians or services for farmers that people can get here. And I think that, yeah, I guess so what I'm saying is that I would like to see Telqua become a little more self-sufficient.
You know, like you mentioned, you've been in the community for quite a long time. You know, what are some of the things that you have seen change in that time? And also, you know, after 20 years, why did you choose now to run for council?
Well, I think that after being here a while, it just makes you want to help the town. Like once you realize that you're here for the long haul, you just want to help out. And I think being on town council isn't always a lot of people just aren't interested. So, and I have been interested. I've gone to not tons, but I've gone to meetings over the years and it's just something I find interesting, the running of a local town. So I just felt that I would do it now. And as far as things changing, there hasn't been a whole lot of change that's obvious, really. Just minor improvements that should go along with any town as it goes through the years. Like there have been improvements on the dike system, and we have a new water system, which is actually quite a huge improvement. So that's going to help foster some new growth in the Tower neighborhood. And that kind of growth it's kind of needed here because we have a real housing shortage, and having that extra water will help us to grow up in that neighborhood. And I hope to see that the growth is very inclusive. Like we need a lot of different kinds of housing in Telqua. There's a shortage of seniors housing, a shortage of special needs housing, and a shortage of affordable housing, and just a general shortage of housing for families.
Obviously, it sounds like housing is one of your main issues that you're trying to bring attention to. You know, what are some of the other major issues that you're hoping, if you are elected come the 27th, that you're hoping to tackle if you end up on council?
Well, I don't really have specific things. I mean, the town's been doing what it needs to do over the years. They've got a whole new set of bylaws coming to direct growth, and I would like to help to implement those and make sure that it goes as planned. I think that just seeing the studies that have already been done, like there's been a lot of money spent on studies over the years, and it just seems like studies keep being done and then a few years later they're done again. So I'd like to just help to make sure that people keep their eye on that and use the studies that we already have. And of course, you know, if they need to be changed, then to get input from people and to change them. I would really like to try and get more community involvement with pretty much everything. It's nice if the community gets involved and tells us what to do, and then we have an idea of what direction to take the town in.
I guess the last thing for you, Dave, if people are looking to get in touch or they want to talk with you a little bit more about some of these ideas, how can they do that between now and the 27th?
They can call me or email me at davelivesey4@gmail.com. Or my phone number is 250-643-3519. And yeah, I'd be glad to hear what people would like out of a telco counselor. I'm willing to talk about it. It's a bit unfortunate that person-to-person meeting is not encouraged these days. So there isn't really a public forum going on that we can actually meet people. But if people recognize me and they see me in the street, then they're free to stop me and ask me questions as well.
All right. Dave, sounds good. Thanks so much for your time today. And of course, good luck on the 27th.
Thanks for your time, Dan, very much.